From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Tens of thousands of air travelers across Europe are grounded for a fourth day. The ash cloud from last week's volcanic eruption in Iceland is still spreading and may not let up for days. The economic impact of these unprecedented disruptions is widespread. Tozan Ali, manager of the Grand Union Hotel in New York City, says she's been affected in a couple of ways.
I have calls from a lot of travel agents from overseas. They're canceling the reservations. Of course, we are not doing any penalties for the people. There's a lot of cancellations, but there's also a lot of people who are staying, so it balances out.
Reporter Eleanor Beardsley has more details on the ripple effect around the globe.
It's not just Americans who are stuck in Europe. Europeans are stranded in places all across the globe. Many were traveling widely during the traditional April vacation. French television has been full of reports about stranded citizens. A few of the continent's more southern airports are still open, and flights into Rome, Athens, and Madrid have become the new hot ticket at many international airports. In Poland, the ash cloud affected a national funeral for President Lech Kaczynski, who died in a plane crash a week ago. Many world leaders who had planned to attend Sunday could not make it. President Obama, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and French President Nicolas Sarkozy had to cancel their trips. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
In Poland, a state funeral is held for the late President Lech Kaczynski and his wife Maria, who were among 95 people killed in a plane crash in Russia over a week ago. The couple's remains were flown from Warsaw to Krakow early today for the ceremony and burial. Again, many world leaders, including President Obama, could not attend the state funeral today because of widespread flight disruptions due to last week's volcanic eruption in Iceland. From Washington, this is NPR News. UNICEF is rushing urgently needed relief supplies for thousands of children affected by the devastating earthquake that struck Wednesday in a remote province in China. The 6.9 magnitude quake caused heavy destruction and damage, with more than 1,700 people killed and hundreds missing. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UNICEF spokeswoman Christiane Bertillon says earthquake survivors, including thousands of children, are sleeping outdoors in sub-zero temperatures.
The education authority have asked us for warm clothing for the children, like winter boots, warm jacket, trousers, socks, wool, blanket wool.
Bertillon says UNICEF has these supplies on hand and will quickly send them to the affected area. More than 100 children reportedly were killed in the earthquake.
That's Lisa Schlein reporting from Geneva. This is NPR. The U.S. military is investigating a helicopter crash in northern Iraq that killed one American soldier and injured three others last night. Officials say although the cause is not clear, the crash is not believed to be from enemy fire. The Obama administration is drawing down troops in Iraq while increasing the U.S.'s military presence in Afghanistan. Three Italians held prisoner by Afghan authorities for more than a week are now free. The Italian government says the humanitarian aid workers were detained April 10th on suspicion of trying to assassinate the governor of Helmand province. The relief group strongly denies the accusation. More than 3,000 Italian troops are taking part in NATO-led operations against the Taliban. Pope Benedict XVI is pledging to seek justice against priests guilty of pedophilia. In an emotional meeting with survivors of abuse in Malta today, the pontiff also promised to take effective measures to protect children. But the church didn't say what those measures would be. The face-to-face meeting with survivors was Benedict's first since he came under fire for his handling of sex abuse cases in Europe prior to becoming pope. Thailand's military is threatening to punish anti-government protesters who march in Bangkok's main shopping district, breaking an emergency government decree. It also raises fears of more deadly violence. The army's responding to demonstrators' threats yesterday to make the area their final battleground in their campaign to oust the prime minister. The red shirts, made up of mainly rural and poor residents, have been staging protests in the capital since mid-March. This is NPR News.